Fashion.
Turn to the left.
Fashion.
Turn to the right.
Fashion.
Fashion?
It's fashion with Penelope Noir.
All right, yeah, right on. Now, Penelope, you have got, I just said right on too many times. Tessa's going to be mad with me. That texter from a few weeks ago said that we say right on too much on the drive show and breakfast.
Right on.
It's my shout out to Matthew McConaughey, you know. He's an all right guy. Hey, Penny, hi, Merry Christmas to you. Compliments of the season, deck the halls and follow LR, and I'll bang my drum for you.
Awesome. Today I thought we could talk about, well, I kind of started off with the greaser subculture, which started, you know, post-war in the US. Basically, working class teenagers kind of got together and hung out and, you know, greased their hair up, that sort of thing.
We're talking like sort of Marlon Brando and the Wild Things?
Yeah, and James Dean, that sort of thing.
Definitely James Dean, yeah, the hero.
Yeah. War 501.
We're quiffing.
Yep. What I didn't know, though, was that the term greaser is actually a derogatory term. It came about from the 1855 Greaser Act, which enabled discrimination against people of Mexican and Indian descent, which sucks. And it was to do with the fact that, because the word also means the occupation of greasing cattle and mule carts, and it was seen as a lowly occupation, so people kind of use that as a derogatory term. Yeah.
So the movie Grease.
Greaser.
But the movie Grease itself helped turn that around, maybe.
Yeah.
I mean, by that stage, obviously, it meant something else. Obviously. It's sort of, for people who are a bit lost about what we're talking about, it's sort of like maybe a rockabilly look.
Yeah.
A Stray Cat sort of look is where it sort of starts, say, that sort of, that era, that rock and roll-y sort of...
that kind of look.
Hot rods and... How would you, I mean, no, because you're going to, you carry on, because it starts to get pretty funky from now on.
You know, I guess becoming a greaser was like a sign of rebellion. It was working class white families normally in the US that kind of banded together. And because they were poor, you know, there was some criminality involved. But they tended to kind of be more family oriented and stick together. It was actually that true sense of a gang in the sense that they were looking after each other. But what I find, you know, so we all know about greasers, that sort of thing, but what I find quite fascinating is how that movement ended up around the world.
Right.
And one of the most...
What it was here was like, my mum was just talking about mods and rockers.
Yeah, yeah.
And mods being sort of more the Englishy
kind of
vibe.
Fashionable kind of...
And rockers being like motorbikes and leather jackets and stuff like that.
Yeah, like I know my stepdad...
Hair grease.
My stepdad was a rocker, and he used to say that they used to drive hot rods up and down Queen Street, and you couldn't do a cruise like more than once or twice or the police would stop you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sounds like a good time.
Yeah. The one that I kind of wanted to focus on come from Switzerland, and they're called Helbstark, and they're most famously photographed by a guy called Karl-Heinz, I think it's Weinberger. He only died in 2006 and he was 85, but he took lots of photos of, you know, Swiss rebels as such. And they also originated in the 50s and 60s and were heavily influenced by Elvis, so much so that they used to wear, and I think still do, ginormous pictures of Elvis on there.
How ginormous is ginormous?
Like, you know, like bread and butter plate medallions with a chain round their neck with Elvis on, or they'd wear like a heavy, you know, like a boxing weight belt with his picture on.
Wow.
And things like that. and I was also showing Mikey before some of the other pictures where they're wearing horseshoes and around their crotch area, as well as...
What about the guy that's got the bolts? Instead of a fly, for his pants, he's got bolts.
Yeah, so instead of
You wouldn't want to have to need to spend a penny quickly, Penny, would you?
No, not at all. Right. It seems to be a frequent thing that comes up in the fashion segment.
Well,
trying to get clothes off quickly.
Well, people have to... we all have to do poos and wees, don't we?
Yes.
And fly with bolts on, you've limited your time there.
Yep. And I guess, like, but if you have fiber...
But it says, you know, well worth the wait. I don't know. I'm quite sure.
Ah, relief. And the women would, like, beehive their hair up, like, in the most extreme beehives, like more than Priscilla Presley, you know, like just really...
More than B-52s.
Yep. Yeah. So just really, really out there. And someone who was quite heavily influenced or fascinated by these photographs was John Waters, who, you know, of course, is quite famous for lots of movies. But if you think of Hairspray and Crybaby, particularly maybe Johnny Depp in Crybaby, he would probably be the poster child for that kind of look in that movie.
All right. Yeah. Oh, okay, I'm with you. Yep.
Yeah. And other, they used to do things like also, or they do things like wear a lot of chains, and I mean like guarding up the dog chain. We saw one that was wearing a ginormous bullet. It was very ginormous, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was quite phallic.
Yes. And so Karlheinz Weinberger, he's actually got a couple of books that are worth checking out. I think one's called Rebel Youth. And yeah, it's just
must be quite hard when you're rocking that look, the Helbstark or the Rebel Youth or Widgies and Bodgies, someone said here too, which is which was New Zealand terms. That's when you get to a certain age, and then all the clanking and the leather and stuff, and you must get a little bit, you know.
Maybe they just move down kind of like to smaller chain links.
Yeah, and then maybe just with a token badge.
Yeah.
on your slacks or something, I don't know. But it must be interesting. Because like, when's the Helbstark movement sort of that you're talking about? When was that like, at its peak? Or is it at the moment now?
I think it's still, like there's still people that dress very similarly, but maybe not as extreme. Because, I mean, some of these are really, really extreme. So probably the hype probably would have been like the 60s, I reckon, late 60s. But it's interesting because there's lots of kind of, say, greaser movements in lots of different other countries. You know, like you can see them in Tokyo. And there's, I think it's called Raggery, and their subcultures mostly found in Sweden, Norway, Finland, Denmark, Germany and Austria. And they're kind of more like... they're into big American muscle cars and all that kind of thing. And they, to me, they kind of look a little bit more, I don't know, Westy, not as refined in their dress. But one of the interesting things about them is that they use Confederate flags and stuff for imagery. And
racist!
Yeah, but I think, like some people, some of the things I've been reading, it's like they think that they do it because they see it as a flag of rebellion, not as anything negative, because it's lost in translation to them. But
of course, I can't imagine. I could see that being the case. Same way that the Mongrel Mob used to use, or gang members down here used to use the swastika.
Yeah.
Which they only used it to piss people off.
Yeah.
You know, not because they actually knew what they were talking about. But
yeah.
Yeah. As far as I know, anyway, that's my knowledge of it. everyone was to, we can one see some interesting photos of these rebellious youth.
I think if you Google Weinberger, which is Weinberger, and then Helbstark, which is H-A-L-B Stark, you'll be able to find them, or even like Swiss rockabillies or something like that, and you should be able to find them online somewhere.
Right on. Yeah. All right, Paul. When to see you before Christmas?
No, I'm away next
week. Is this
week.
It? Oh, well, Merry Christmas to you and compliments of the season. Thank you so much for your contributions this year, Penny.
Thanks for having me.
We look forward to another year of interesting delving into the wonderful world of the rags.
Yeah.
Next year. Thank you very much. Love you very much.
Okay. Take care.
That was Fashion with Penelope Noir. We are the Goon Squad and we're coming to town. Beep, beep.